Hello and welcome to ASDF Travel, the podcast about travel stories, hopefully to inspire your own. I am Daniel Vinton, and today's podcast is a little bit different. We're not going to be listening to a story on Reddit or a travel story. We're actually going to be going over travel tips, and I'm going to be giving my feedback on some of them. Let's just jump into it. The first one is eat the local food. I 100% agree with this. I love local food. I love local culture. McDonald's, Zaxby's, Subway, whatever thing you know that is comfortable, I always try to stay away from. I will say that last year when I went to France, I maybe went to McDonald's 2 times, and that was because it was the only thing open. Number 2, plan as little as possible. I agree with this 100%. Sticking to a strict travel schedule limits you. You might meet people that you want to go other places with, but your airplane leaves tomorrow, and so you can't. The whole point of traveling is to have fun with it. And if you limit yourself to only what is done before you even travel, then you are just shooting yourself in the foot. Last year, I actually had planned on going to Biarritz from Paris, and I thought about booking the plane ticket before I even got on the plane towards Paris. However, I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't. Well, I actually met another student in my study abroad group, and we actually went to Biarritz together. And I loved every minute of it. It was great. Number 3, travel insurance is everything. Now, I personally don't use travel insurance. However, I'm also a college kid, so I can't really afford travel insurance. However, I do know that it is very useful if you get in a sticky situation or if you need some kind of doctor and you can't pay for it or what have you. It's just, travel insurance is useful. I just don't personally use it. Carry around spare passport photos. Yep. Yes, you should. You should also have spare passport photos in your home or with a loved one back where you live. Always have some in your apartment of where you're staying. Always have one in your daytime bag. Always have extra passport photos. Always have extra photos of anything, of your face, of anything that's important. Number 5, keep everything important in your day pack. Yeah, don't keep every single thing important. Don't carry all your money everywhere with you. But do have passport photos, do have spare change, do have your guidebook, do have whatever. Number 6, wear sunscreen every day. Yes, you should, because you'll be outside walking everywhere, if you're doing it right. Skin cancer is a real thing, and it still exists even when you're traveling, when you're on vacation. Wear sunscreen. Yes, yes, yes. 7, take more photos of yourself. This is a personal preference of this person, I would assume. I prefer photos of other people in the culture that we're in or in the place we're at. Taking a selfie every now and then or having somebody take a photo of you is good for memories. However, I have always preferred being behind the camera rather than in front of it. Number 8, learn a few words of language in every country you visit. It's just courteous. It makes it easier for yourself. Duolingo is a great app that teaches you many different languages. I learned French with it. It's great to touch up on your skills. There are many resources online. You know the drill. Number 9, bring earplugs and a sleep mask. Yeah, when in hostels, you're going to meet other people, and other people may not be as nice as you are when it comes to sleeping. They will wake up at 4 a.m. They will sleep talk. They will party out all night. Earplugs and a sleep mask are solid choices. Number 11, bring several debit and credit cards with you. I think as long as you let your bank know in general where you're going to be and during the dates, you should be fine with 1 or 2, not 3 or 4. Add a stash of emergency cash. This is before in your apartment. Always have some extra cash. In your day pack, always have some extra cash. Wherever, always have something extra just in case, because things do go wrong. Number 13, don't be put off by a destination you can't find much information about it. Those are generally the best destination. The Maldives, they're great. Do you know much about them? Maybe, probably not. The places you go where you know the least about are the most fun, the way I see it. 14, expect everything to go wrong. This is another thing about just having backup, backup, backup. 15, don't lose your temper when everything does go wrong. Yeah, obviously you're on vacation, traveling, it's all about the experience. You'll live and you'll learn. Always just make sure to keep a record of it with pictures or writing it in your journal. Write down the address of your accommodation before you arrive. This is if you can't speak the local language very well. Because you can show a taxi driver, you can show a scooter person, whatever. Here's the address, take me here, I'll give you however much money. It's It's easy. If you live in jeans normally, travel with them too. The thing is, jeans are cotton and so they can absorb moisture very well. But most places around the world live in pants. Like, I'm from America, I love shorts. However, I know when traveling to other countries, pants are a necessity. From being conservative, to fitting into local culture, to being respectful, it's just, they're a necessity. And if jeans are what you like, then jeans are what you bring. Visit the touristy stuff in a city. Yeah, this is a good thing. Tourist places are tourist places for a reason. They're really historical, they're really cool, interesting, whatever. Go see them. Don't be afraid to be a tourist. Just don't only be a tourist. Have a routine when checking out of a place. This is a smart thing to do. If you have a certain list of things you make sure you have, or if you have a certain way of doing it, and you always do it that way, you'll never forget a certain thing. Number 21, if you're not sure if you should bring it, don't. This is pretty good advice. I mean, always be careful and always bring things that you might most likely would need, but you're not 100% sure. However, don't be unnecessary about it. The 50-pound weight limit that Delta used to fly, or whatever airline, you don't need 50 pounds going to a place. You only need 50 pounds if you're coming back. The way I see it, 30 pounds and under is where you need to be. I try to shoot for 20, 25. And now I'm just going through the menu because this is actually a long list. The smaller the menu, the better the restaurant. Yeah. You need a travel towel. That's 100% yes. Not all places have washcloths or towels to dry. You can get them on Amazon. They're like quick drying microfiber towels. Fantastic. You don't need a money belt. That's true. I mean, not everybody's going to pickpocket you. Just don't be stupid. Go for several test walks with your packed backpack. Yeah, I mean, because you're going to be walking, you know, 6-7 hours a day. So you need to be comfortable. Don't change your currency at the airport. Yeah, you'll get horrible, horrible change rates. There's no internet. Embrace it. 100%. Go off grid. Wear flip-flops in the hostel showers. Be hygienic. Always, always pack your things the night before your early morning flight. Just because you just never know. If an item of clothing can't survive being worn for 5 days a row and then being washed in a sink or a crappy laundry room, leave it behind. Yes, so the way I see it is I bring 3 or 4 shirts, 2 or 3 shorts, 2 or 3 pants, or 2 pants, I mean, and they all match with each other and they're all long lasting. They've lasted me and they will last just because laundry rooms, laundry machines, all that stuff, it's expensive if you're traveling for a long time. And it's unnecessary. Start saving early and bring more money than you think you need. Yes, you're gonna spend more money than you think you will, but it's worth it, believe me. Get your phone unlocked. It'd probably save you money, so yeah. Don't be afraid to splurge. 100%, you're traveling. Visit fewer countries so you can work and rest days. Yes, don't rush through capital cities. Don't be that person. Don't be 1 day in Barcelona, 1 day in Pamplona, 1 day in Paris, 1 day in Amsterdam. Don't do that. You cannot fully experience the culture. If you have a limited amount of time to travel, pick 2 or 3 places. Don't pick 6. And the last tip is that one-way tickets are better than round trip. Now, this is for the individual person. I agree with this. One-way tickets are generally cheaper. They're also, they give you more places to visit because you might have to have connecting flights and it might be more work. But to me, at least, it's worth it. Not only because it's cheaper and you'll save money, but because you'll experience new things, you'll go to new places, you'll meet new people. Traveling is all about learning and growing. You can't do that unless you submit yourself to stress. Thanks for listening, and let me know what y'all think of this episode. I'll see you next time.